Everybody in your life will have a turn back moment. No matter who you are, you're going to have such a period in your life where it seems like it's not working. You're going to have doubts. You're going to have a lot of trials and tribulations and challenges. You always have a moment in your life where the direction you're going, you will have to make a decision to keep going or you turn back. The sad thing is, the average person turns back.
It's hard living. Life is hard.
Life is not easy at all. There's going to be challenges. You're going to get beat down.
And that tough situation is making you want to stop.
And you will fail sometimes. And that's okay. That's okay. As long as you get back up.
Take that next step. Keep moving forward.
And no matter what, do not quit.
I don't care how low you are. I don't care what you have done. I don't care what you have experienced. I don't care how devastated your life might appear to be. The shambles it might be in. Wherever you are in life, ladies and gentlemen, you've got comeback power. There's a power in you that can enable you to be stronger and better than anything that's out here. Once you begin to know who you are, once you discover this power, the perfect essence of who you are, that's in all of us, that's permeating our being, that enable us to be the directors of our lives. It will set you free from believing, I can't see myself doing any better. That you truly can live a healthy, happy, prosperous life, and that you can make it in what are called the worst of times. Tough times never last, but tough people do. And you are tough. You're made of some special stuff. There was nobody here before you. You brought something here that was not here before you showed up. Guess what? Nobody's going to do your work for you. Nobody's going to write your book for you. That has been given to you today.
You want your stuff? It's necessary you take responsibility for it. That you make it happen, that you don't give up, that you don't take any objection or disappointment or defeats personally, that you keep on keeping on, that you don't decide that I can't make it because you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, that you realize that's a part of the program. And here's something you've got to resolve. Say this to yourself every day. Not over till I win. Not over till I get through. Not over till I get over. Not over till I get what I want. That's how you got to do that. You've got to have that kind of courage, that type of determination. If you want to make it happen, it's you.
You can find yourself stressed out. You can find yourself depressed, mentally fragile because of the experiences, the turbulence that you have gone through.
I know what it's like to barely hold on, to barely feel like you're breathing, and barely feel like you can come up for air.
Look up. Look up and recognize that there is a way out. There is a path for you to take. And it's not an easy path. It takes courage and it's hard. But what is the other choice? What else can we do? Let the darkness completely consume us? Be overtaken by temptation and vice? No. Do not accept that. You can triumph over these dark forces. You can become better. You can be better.
Growth is faster and deeper during your darkest days. Through that separation, through that unemployment, through that tragedy, through that loss.
And maybe you've been knocked down in your life and it seems like, hey, the fight is over. It is not over unless you quit.
You take those terrible events in your life and you create a new story of triumph.
And so here's what I say to you. You're going to be times that you're going to be wondering, why should I keep showing up and working my business? Why should I keep at it? Why should I keep showing up to the conventions? Why should I keep picking up the phones and making the phone calls? Why should I keep fighting for my goals and fighting for my dreams? And what I want to remind you is that you got to show up for your life regardless of the circumstances. You got to show up in spite of the naysayers. You got to show up in spite of the conversation going on in your mind. You got to show up for your life, because if you don't, nobody else will.
Fight your way through this battle. Your greatness comes from within. And once you realize that, nothing will stop you. Nothing will keep you from being great. It's already there. You just have to feel it and know that you were placed here for a reason.
Fight your way through it. Fight your way through this battle. Fight your way through that academic struggle. Fight your way through divorce. Fight your way through boxing. Fight your way through football. If it was easy, everybody would do it. You've gotten this far. If you was gonna quit, you should have quit a long time ago. You got too far. You've come too far to quit now. You need to get a reward for it.
I know you may be hurting, but just know, after this battle, you will come out on a better side. You have to see it. You have to feel it. You have to know that this life was made for many battles, and you were made just for a time like this.
Everything that you do is habit form, and that includes hitting the snooze button. That includes sitting on the couch. That includes eating donuts. It's all habit forming. You know what else is habit forming? Discipline. Setting the alarm and getting up, going and working out, eating steak. That stuff is all habit forming too. I recommend you form some discipline habits.
You are not where you want to be, not because you need any more gifts. You don't need nothing else. You need to discipline yourself. You need to learn to tell you no. You keep talking about everybody else you can't tell no. You can't tell you no. You can't tell you stop. You can't tell you quit. You got to get to a point where you're disciplined.
And you need to learn to check yourself. And I want you to say, the reason I'm not an amazing yet, because I hit the snooze button. That's why I'm not amazing right now. The reason why I'm not amazing right now is because I couldn't get up early enough because I told myself I'm not an early person. I'm not amazing because I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing to be amazing.
Your mind is a weapon, and you got to begin to use it and control it. Most people are out of control with their mind. They don't point it at something. They let the world point it, and they misfire all the time.
You have control over your mind. You just have to assert it. You have to decide that you are going to be in control, that you are going to do what you want to do. Weakness doesn't get a vote. Laziness doesn't get a vote. Everyone wants some life hack that eliminates the need to do the work, but that does not exist. No, you have to do the work. You've got to hold the line. You've got to make it happen.
What could you be if you worked as hard as you could? What could you be if you imposed real discipline in your life? I said you crank up the volume on that voice. Crank up the volume on that question. Max it out.
And then go get some.
You have to master the monotonous. It's the boring sh. It's the everyday sh. It's the regular sh. It's the sh that you do every day that 99% of you motherfuckers think doesn't matter. They look at it like you do a few things. I can eat right for 3 days. Why am I not a fucking fitness model? I did my tasks that I needed to do. I sent 5 emails. I called 10 people. Why am I not running a $10 million company? Because they don't understand what mastering the monotonous means. It means doing the shit that most people are too fucking undisciplined to do day in and day out with perfection. Doing it better than everybody else. Doing it to the best of your ability. You have to remind yourself that these little things that you do are going to lead to the big things. Are you going to do your workout or are you not? Are you going to do your cardio or are you not?
Go look yourself in the mirror and I want you to vow to be amazing. I want you to vow that no more excuses. From this day forward, I'm not just going to be getting pumped up. I'm not just going to be fired up. I'm about to start applying.
Make a commitment to yourself today. Vow to yourself today that you will make whatever sacrifice, that you will pay whatever it takes, that you would do whatever you have to do to be amazing.
Life happens. Things happen out of your control. Now you can either respond to that in the way you should, or you can let that mess you up. It's not what happens to you in life that determines your future. It's how you respond to what happens to you that determines your future.
I fail over and over and over again in my life. And that's why I succeed. You get to make a choice. Is failure going to break you or is failure going to make you?
You get to decide. Failure doesn't.
You're not finished. If you're alive, you're not finished. No, no, you got another gear in you. So everybody, I can because I'm capable. I will because I'm strong. I must because they counting on me.
It's going to take everything in you that your life deserves the concentrated effort to begin to look at how is it that I can express more of me? How is it that I can bring my ideas out here now? Don't allow that inner doubt in you to talk you out of it. To build a case on why you can't have it. To tell you why you're not good enough. You ignore that inner voice and all of the external voices. Don't judge the possibilities for what you can do based upon the circumstances. Because the circumstances won't determine who you are. Don't determine what you're able to do based upon your resources. Don't determine what's possible for you based upon where your life is right now. Where your life is right now is not you. That's just what it is right now. If you're coming back from adversity and devastation, it's unlimited of what you can do. Don't expect people to understand you. Don't expect it to make sense to anybody why you've got to do this, why you have got to go, why you leave. This is a good job. I'm going. They pay you well. I'm going. Why? I don't understand. You don't have to. I'm going for me. Because because I've made a different kind of commitment with my life. This is something I have got to do.
You got to focus on you. You got to convince yourself every day, selling yourself on your ability to perform a job, to achieve a certain objective, telling yourself every day, here I go again, and I got what it takes. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me.
You are powerful. You direct the power in your life. Whatever your life is right now, it is a duplication of your consciousness. It's a result of how you have decided to use your power, and you've got the power to change that. But you don't know what has happened to me. It really doesn't matter what has happened to you. The only thing that really matters is, what are you going to do about it? I can become upset, nervous, weak about it, or I can say, it's okay. Make it okay. If it becomes hard, then do it hard. But many of us just stop dead in our tracks. I don't know what to do. You do know what to do. You've got genius in you. Challenge yourself. Push yourself. Make yourself come up with something. Use your imagination. See, the universe responds to the man or woman that refuses to be denied, because that is your commitment. That business that you want. That book you want to write.
How many of you can honestly look yourself in the mirror and say, I am doing my best? Because if you can, you're fucking lying to yourself. Your job right now and how you execute that job is going to create the success habits that you're going to need down the road. How you do one thing is how you do everything. If it's making fries, if you ain't making the best motherfucking fries every fucking time, guess what? You ain't gonna fucking make it. If you can't sweep the warehouse floor better than the next guy, you ain't gonna fucking make it. Because here's the truth. Losers always talk about how they hate to lose, but they don't do anything about it. But you know what winners do? Winners will do whatever the fuck it takes. Winners will show up and stay late every fucking day until they're winning. Winners will talk to anybody they can that can help them and take the lessons to heart and put them in play. That's what winners do. Losers talk about hating to lose. Losers say they hate to lose. Losers talk about how they want to win. Winners do what the fuck it takes. And that means beating the next guy. If you aren't going to work at your job every day and looking at all the other motherfuckers and thinking, dude, I'm going to beat the shit out of all of you, you don't have what it takes. Winners want to be the best. Winners have pride in being the best. Winners have pride in being dominant amongst their teammates.
What are you going to do to separate yourself?
If you ain't got more heart than me, if you ain't been working harder than me, if you ain't sacrificed more than me, I'm going to destroy you. And I'm not retreating. I'm not running. I don't care what they say on paper. I don't care how many games you won. We live by this and we die by this. We don't retreat.
You're not giving 120. You're giving 70. You're giving 60. And you won't with these people who've given sweats, who've given blood, who's giving tears. You want what they pay for, and it ain't free.
It has everything to do with what time you wake up. It has everything to do with how you eat. It has everything to do with how you work out, how you prepare. It has every single thing to do with how you think.
And when you want it as bad as you want to breathe, says, I'm willing to make any sacrifice. I'm willing to go through any pain. I'm willing to go through any suffering. I'm willing to go through whatever it takes. So when I get in there, and it's me and him one-on-one, that I guarantee you, at the end of it, I won't be the one that surrendered.
Man, stop bullshit. If you really got a problem with your life, you'll change it. You're not tired of being broke. You're not tired of being stuck. You're not tired, because if you was tired, you would actually do some shit about it. I'm tired of everybody running around complaining as if you're on the receiving end of whatever this world wants to dump on you and you don't have a choice. It's time to grow up, man.
Excuses sound best to the person that's making them up. Anybody who is determined to do something, who wants something to be different, it will eventually be different. Everything around you is going to change as soon as you change the things around you. Change your mind and everything about your bank account, your surroundings, your environment will all change.
And I know that can be hard. That's why people lose the war. That's why people never achieve their strategic goals. They lose the little battles, the death of a thousand cuts. One missed workout at a time, and then another, and then another, and it all adds up. Why? Because we don't think about the big picture. We don't see the decay. We are like the frog boiling brewing in the pot as the temperature slowly increases 1 degree at a time, 1 degree closer to death, 1 degree closer to failure.
When that mind gets relaxed, man, it's supposed to be hard, man. It's supposed to be grimy. It's supposed to be gritty. It's supposed to be horrible. It's supposed to be really ugly. I'm supposed to be battered. I'm supposed to be bruised. I'm supposed to be beaten. Your mind has to touch hardship. It's how you start to create the calloused mind. This is how I'm going to grow.
For every level, there's another devil. It is the devil's job to create challenges, obstacle courses, and issues and conflicts, insecurities, fear, sending people to talk you out of your mission because he wants to put you to a test. But I can tell you now, I piss the devil off every day because I just don't stop. This fucking guy, every time he does it, doesn't matter if he gets sick, it doesn't matter what happens to his money or his finances, he gets out of his bed and he's on a mission to get it done.
Unless you get out every single motherfucking day and put in the work inch by motherfucking inch, you will never get there.
Everybody want to win, but everybody don't want to work. Everybody want the reward, but everybody don't want to work. We all got to work. All I'm saying is don't quit. I didn't say don't rest. I didn't say don't recover. I said don't quit. Mentally, you ain't got to take off. Mentally, you can stay connected.
You see people who do big things and you automatically say, that guy's so lucky. She's so lucky. You don't know that. You're assuming that. Going to work every day for 20 years and grinding your ass off and then becoming a multimillionaire, that's not luck. That's action and reaction. Quit using the word luck. Quit believing in luck and start believing in work. Start believing in results that come from your actions.
Isn't it about time you become that person you knew you always could be? How do you do that? You break the fucking mold, guys. You get the fuck out of bed when it's cold, when it's early, and go for a fucking run. Commit to one day and see how you feel. And mentally, you'll feel like, wow, man, that was fucking alive. You can't talk it all the time. You gotta walk it. Commit to one day. Try it. See how it feels. Getting up that fucking early when everyone else is asleep or in that cold. When everybody else says, no, this is not comfortable. You shouldn't do this. You say, yes, motherfucker, I'm gonna introduce myself to it.
Everyone in the world has a list of things they think they should do. I should lose weight. I should work out. I should work harder. I should make more calls. I should. And then you know what? People don't do their shoulds and they get mad at themselves and they what I call shit all over themselves. They beat themselves up about it. What changes people is when your should becomes a must. When suddenly the thing you said should happen has to happen. That's when human beings change. It's like if you want to take the island, burn the boats. Because if there's no way to go back, it's amazing what happens when it's a must to do something versus a should. The number one thing that's going to change your life, the only thing that will change your life, change your business, change your money, change your relationship, is you must raise your standard.
Many of you will not be successful because you've got this giant goal and no steps to go with it. You're just in your mind like, girl, this is my year. How many steps? I don't know. Like, what is it going to take for you to do it? I don't know. I just know this is my year.
If you can't stick to something for 5 fucking days, you deserve to have a shitty life. You deserve to get your ass kicked. You deserve to be miserable. We're talking about 5 fucking days. We're not talking about 50 years. We're not talking about the 5 years it probably takes to build something worthwhile. We're not talking about the 5 months it could take for you to lose 100 pounds. We're talking about 5 fucking days. And you can't even stick to it for that. So what the fuck do you think you deserve? You deserve exactly what you get. And that's the truth. That's the things your friends won't tell you when you're bitching and moaning about how your life sucks on Friday night drinking a fucking brewski with your boys when you should be reading or improving or working out or doing something. If you can't start to tell the voice that you have in your head to sit the fuck down and shut up, you're going to have a very hard time making any year your year. What it's always going to come down to is your own actions and your own choices.
This is your year. Your year for change. It's time to make that change right now. It doesn't matter if it's the first, the second, the third, the first week, the second week. It's the new year. You have new opportunities. There's new doors opening for you every single day. You have to just walk through them and be who you are meant to be on this earth.
Success is often not a loud event. It's those silent walks to the gym every single day. It's the silent commute to work every single day. It's the early mornings, late nights, where you grind when everyone else has gone home every single day.
In the unseen work is where you're trying to create that masterpiece. And that masterpiece is yourself. All that hard work goes in when no one is watching. There's no crowds. There's no cheering sections, all that shit. It's just you against you. And you have this rock, which is yourself. And you go through and you start to just chip away at these rough edges. Every fucking morning, you don't want to get up. You don't want to go for that run. You don't want to go to school. And each day, you fight that urge to stay in bed. But you still fucking get up. You chip away at another rough edge. And over a period of time, you begin to form that masterpiece. They don't see as much, man, what they deal with every fucking day. I'm not good enough. Shouldn't it be here? Shouldn't it be here? Because every day, even though they're fucking the best in the world, that little motherfucker is still in there saying, oh man, we're not good enough.
I'm not the strongest guy. I'm not the fastest guy. I'm not the smartest guy. But I will work, and I will work hard. I will be up when my competitor's asleep. I will be up when my enemy is curled up in bed. I will be up getting after it.
The masters make the hardest things in the world look easiest. And in the moments where you push yourself, those moments tend to lead to success. But you've got to stop rationalizing. Stop making excuses. Stop telling yourself little watered-down assessments of where you're really at. Tell yourself the truth.
And the truth shall set you free. And the truth that I had to come to grips with, that I wasn't in charge of my destiny. The truth was that I wasn't giving all that I had. The truth was that there are some things that I wanted to do, but I didn't have the courage to act on those things. I had to start looking at my life differently. I started going to work earlier. I started being the last one to leave there. I started working harder than anybody else. The other guys could not. Why would you work so hard, Les? I've been cheating myself and my family. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, do it with everything that you have. Develop the habit of giving more than what you're paid for. Develop the habit of setting standards that others will be measured by. Do not go where the path may lead, but go where there's no path and leave a trail.
I guarantee you, when you do it, nobody can do it like you do it. The problem is you don't hardly do it. You love sleep too much. You love that alcohol too much. You love that substance too much. You love that vice too much. There's something that you love more than yourself, than your dream, than your goals.
And if you're gonna make it happen, everything in the world has to become secondary. You've got to become obsessed to the point where people think you're crazy. You discipline yourself every day to do what is required. You sweat, you suffer, you endure, and at the end of it all, you win.
Ask yourself, what remarkably stupid things am I doing on a regular basis to absolutely screw up my life?
What would happen if you just stopped wasting the opportunities that are in front of you? Because you're not everything you could be, and you know it.
And you could be way better. You could be incomparably better across multiple dimensions.
Easy choices, hard life. Hard choices, easy life. What we most fear doing, asking, saying, these are very often exactly what we most need to do.
There's a lot of things in life that we can control, but we choose not to. Let's say tomorrow, you now set in your mind you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. That alarm clock goes off at 6 o'clock in the morning. Your first instinct is, whatever I said yesterday, I was comfortable. It was a nice day yesterday. I made this fucking plan at 8 o'clock at night. Now it's 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm tired. You hit that snooze button, you've now lost the war. Let's say you get up at 6:45 now, because you snooze a few times. You go in the shower, now your day's all late, so now you feel a little guilty, now you can miss your workout, you're running late for work now, and guess what the war's gonna do? It's gonna fuck you up. You must win the war in the morning. So then when you go into life that you cannot control, you've already mentally won so many battles early in the fucking morning. So you're going into fucking war having already won something. So you're not going to war defeated. You're going to war knowing, I did my push-up, I did my sit-ups, I read, I meditated. Whatever the fuck you do, you're prepared for what the fuck life is gonna bring you. You have to be that person who, no matter what's going on, still says, fuck it. I am going to do what I have to do to get to where the fuck I have to go.
I don't
think about getting up. I just fucking get up. And you just do it. You make it a habit.
You gotta get over your mind going, I can't do this, it's too hard and all that. You gotta push yourself through when you feel exhausted and say, there's a second wind in me, I'm gonna find it. But if you find yourself saying, I can't do something, I don't wanna do something, but you know if you made yourself do it, you're gonna be a better human being, then you must do it. Don't hesitate, do it immediately. Some people say, well, that's not a very safe life. That's not a very secure life. If you want security, go to prison. If you want freedom, this is how you live.
Don't even use the word commit. Don't even think about the word discipline. Just do the thing every single day, whether you feel like it or not. Your only commitment is to the activity, not to the grand scheme, not to the big picture, not to the implications of what it is that you're doing. It's to do the thing. Habits are the building blocks of our lives. Not the goals or the grand schemes or the vision or the big idea. It's what you fucking do every single day that matters more than anything.
No excuses. Do it. Girlfriend or no girlfriend. Do it. Tired or not tired. Do it. You said you was going to do it out your mouth. You're a man now. And a man is only as good as his word, not his emotions. Your emotions don't win championships. So whatever's going to cause you not to be your best, stop it.
This is about you retraining your brain to understand this is a fucking process that we learn of discipline and execution and competition with ourselves. And if you want to dictate the success that you're going to create, you've got to learn to master the that everybody else thinks is irrelevant.
You will cry. It's some stuff that will happen in your life that will make you cry. It's okay. It's a part of the deal. If you can't handle pain, you don't want success.
You got to look at life when life knocks you down and says, this all you got? Is this it? I was born in the dark, shaped in the dark, molded by the dark. I will break you. You recycle your pain. You use your pain.
And some of you are not successful because every single time you run up against a trial, every time you run up against a tribulation, you stop. And what I'm here to tell you is, if you tell that thing, I'm here just like you here, and I promise you, I ain't leaving without the degree. I will not leave without that goal. I will not leave without that dream. I will not leave this university until I'm successful. I will not leave this job. I will not leave this client. I will not leave this opportunity until I get it.
And you're gonna have to fight and fight and fight and fight. And most of you won't be successful, not because you can't do it, but you can't outlast your old you to get to your new you.
You must have patience and engage in consistent action.
Look at your belief system every single day and stick with it. Don't rush the process, trust the process. Don't rush the process, trust the process. Don't rush the process, trust the process.
Everybody dreams of greatness. Everybody wants to be great. Everybody dreams of greatness, wishes to be great, talks about great, idolizes the greats. Everybody wants to be great, but only a few when that moment presents itself. Only a few when that time has come. Only a few are willing to step up to the moment and actually execute.
When you're dealing with another human being, it's not how tall he is. When you're dealing with another human being, it's not how big he is. When you're dealing with another human being, it's not how strong he is. At the end of the day, it comes down to will. Your dream count on you, push. Anybody about to give you no cookies and ice cream? Push. It's alive. It's inside. How do you know? You feel it. You dream about it. You eat and sleep it every day. When people talk to you, tell them, this is what I'm going to do. So push. Just push past the fight. Push. Don't quit. Don't get. Push. Push your way to success. It's going to rain sometimes. I will. You're going to feel discouraged sometimes. I will. No matter what the obstacle, I will. I must.
Live extreme and push your boundaries. Why? Simply because there will be no other time for you to do this. You can dream of these things, but understand you can also achieve them. The moments that take your breath away are the ones that count. I don't care if you've been beaten to the floor, if your legs are too tired to lift that weight. Break through that barrier and create new ones for you. When there's a will, there's a way. When you truly need something, you can find a way, and you stop at nothing to reach it.
The inches we need are everywhere.
everywhere around us. They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second. In any fight, it's the guy who's willing to die who's going to win that itch.
It's not easy reaching your goal. It's not easy changing your life. It's not easy trying to build a business and people are negative and saying no every day. It takes a lot of guts. Bill collectors are calling and your phone might be cut off. And you might lose your job. It takes a lot of guts. You don't have nothing but lint in the corner of your pockets. You're out here talking about living your dream. And people laughing at you. And they're doubting you. But let me tell you, I believe in revenge like Frank Sinatra. He said the best revenge is massive success. It takes guts. You got to dig down deep to gut it out. Keep on going again and again and again. It's hard. No, easy is not an option. However, ladies and gentlemen, what you will discover is that it's worth it.
Life is going to beat you upside your head. Life will strip you to the core.
You will cry. It's okay. It's a part of the deal.
The real challenge of growth comes when you get knocked down.
You're laying on the mat, gasping, and you don't know what you're going to do.
How you handle it, that's where the growth takes place.
If somebody came and knocked you down, there ain't nothing you can do about it. But if I come back a week later and you're still on the ground, we got a problem. And some of you, you say, it ain't my fault. You're right. The way you were born, what happened to you is not your fault. But doggone it, you're still on the ground after 20 years? If you get knocked down, there's nothing you can do about it. But getting back up has every single thing to do with you.
I just need you to identify what your pain is. And then I need you to ask yourself what you're going to do about it. You have a choice how you respond to your pain. You are not the only person that's been through a divorce, boo. Get over it. You're not the first one. You won't be the last one. You can turn that divorce into something. You're not the first one to lose your promotion and get fired. You're not the first one. You're not the first one they let go of. You won't be the last one. The question is, what you gonna do about it?
You have a choice to either give up or keep going. Give up or get up.
You have to save your own life. Nobody's gonna be able to save it for you. So we have to do what we have to do, no matter what it is.
You're going to have to be your own hero. So you can stop waiting for it, you can stop wishing for it, and you can get on with the rest of your life.
I love myself enough not to be trapped in the same doggone spot for the rest of my life. I'm not stupid, I see what's going on, but I don't want to focus on that because if I put my energy into something negative, automatically my body's going to respond and I'm going to start doing negative stuff. That's the way the body is designed. You talk negative and your body does negative. You talk negative, you get diseases. You talk negative, mentally certain things happen. I'm not stupid. I know how to talk negative. But I've come to realize that when you think optimistically and you speak positively, you can speak those things which are not as though they were. You can say certain things out your mouth and make it happen. You want affirmation? Look yourself in the mirror and say, I think I can. I think I can. I know I can. Do whatever it takes. You your biggest driver.
You see, the fight's not over if you've been knocked down. It's only over if you quit.
All I'm saying is don't quit. I didn't say don't rest. I didn't say don't recover. I said don't quit. Mentally, you ain't got to take off. Mentally, you can stay connected.
And some of you are not successful because every single time you run up against a trial, every time you run up against a tribulation, you stop and you give it up too easy. I need effort from you. I need you to match whatever effort the enemy is putting up. Match the doggone effort. At the end of pain is your million. At the end of pain is your reward. At the end of pain is your productivity. At the end of pain is your promise. So stop crying about it and use your energy to get through it.
You gotta look at life when life knocks you down and says, this all you got? Is this it? I was born in the dark, shaped in the dark, molded by the dark. I will break you. You recycle your pain. You use your pain.
Pain is temporary. Pain is your friend. Pain is going to take you to the next level. No pain, no gain.
But I want you to feel that pain going through your body. And as pain leaves your body, guess what's going to take its place? Success.
Recycle your pain. You can decide the shape, the form. You can decide the product that comes from your pain. I cannot stop what happens to me, but I can dictate how I respond.
But if you weep, you will be broke. And I'm not here because I'm the best. I'm here because they tried to break me, and they could.
I invested too much to quit. I made too many sacrifices to give up. So when life happens, I don't just sit there and cry. I buck back.
Average people live off talent. Phenomenal people live off efforts.
Life gonna whip your butt. Life is gonna bully you. Stop whining. Stop crying. Nobody cares. Let it hit you, but don't let it punk you.
And I'm telling you right now, don't give up. I'm telling you right now, don't give in. Get through it. I don't care if you're sick. I don't care what you're going through. If you're not dead, he ain't through with you yet. As long as you're waking up, you're still in the game. As long as you're alive, you can still make it happen. As long as there's breath in your nostrils, you're still in the game. You still can win. Now get your butt up.
And you will promise me that from this day forward, you will not be defeated.
Most of the time, we don't have someone there to keep us in line, to make us do push-ups and give us a good, swift kick in the ass when we slack off. What we have to do is we have to be our own sergeant to hold the highest standards and allow no slack.
Your problem is you start something, you stop it. You start something, you stop it. You feel good, you do it. You don't feel good, you quit. People who do stuff consistently and on time, they surpass people who talented and gifted.
All men are created equal. Some just work harder.
And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. It's yours. I don't owe you a dime. It's your dream. If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind. If you want it to happen, you're going to have to do what I do, and that's get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And you're going to have to act like you got all the energy in the world. Why? Because this is my time. This is my moment. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Ain't no such thing as tomorrow. We only got today.
Every decision you make, the decisions you make on Monday, the decisions you make on Tuesday, the decisions you make on Wednesday, if you decide to hit the snooze button, what you're doing is you're 10 minutes away from your goal now. You just went backwards. So whatever your goals are, whatever your dreams are, whatever your destiny is, your decisions have to be in alignment with them. Now, if you want to be broke for the rest of your life, keep doing what you're doing. But if you want something different in life, you got to do something different.
You got to go all in. And mental toughness says, not only do I climb that doggone mountain, I enjoy climbing the mountain. I get a kick out the mountain. I get a kick out the weights. I get a kick out of going up against the number one team. I get a kick out of fatigue. I get a kick out of the grind. I get a kick out of it.
When you want to become a diamond, your whole attitude change, your whole mindset, your thinking, your relationships, the decisions that you make, how you spend your time, your energy, all of it changes. See, this is something that you can't be in this business. This business has to be in you.
You take advantage of this opportunity. You let everything else go. You eat different. You study different. You practice different.
It's one thing to talk about your destiny. It's one thing to dream about your destiny. But it's another thing to wake up when you know you're supposed to wake up, to say no to that party, saying no to quitting when you still got 100 more shots to make, saying no when your body said stop, but you put in 50 more push-ups. You can't just talk about it. You gotta be about it.
Yep, it's tough. It's hard. I'm not telling you it's gonna be easy to sacrifice. I'm not telling you it's gonna be easy to grind. I'm not telling you it's going to be easy, but I can tell you this. It will be worth the sacrifice if you can grind your way through it.
If you look in the mirror tomorrow and say that, you will change. Because nobody likes thinking of themselves as a failure.
You must be very intentional and deliberate. You're not going to wake up one day and find a law degree. You're going to have to work for it. And your problem is, you wake up on Monday and you might be strong, but by Wednesday, you're not intentional and deliberate. You are hoping that the best is going to happen to you, and the best never happens to you. You got to be intentional and deliberate, whether you're making money or not making money. You got to decide that you're going to do something, and you got to do it every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday. The problem with some of you in this room, you're not intentional and deliberate. You're a good person that just hoping the good stuff is going to happen to you.
There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow.
We don't get this again. We don't get this again. The clock runs too fast. That's why we got to savor these moments. Today, right now.
Take advantage of today. Tomorrow might not exist. Tomorrow, yes, if it comes, great. If tomorrow comes, it's a gift. What we have is a blessing of today. But today happens.
They print money. They don't print time. They don't print opportunities. You can lose money and get it back. You can't get time back. You can't get experiences back. Average people focus on money. The greats focus on time, because I can't get my time back.
And you're too slow. You're too casual. You think too much. You need to get in a hurry. The separator is going to be who takes massive action quickly.
Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. One action will be sitting on the fucking couch, stagnant. You put your body in motion. You will remain in motion. Your mind's in motion. Everything's in motion. And when everything's in motion, what happens? You give birth to new opportunities.
You keep negotiating the price you're paying. Man, all the work I'm putting in, it's not paying off. I don't see my family as much. I got to do all this. You start negotiating it all the time, and it's sapping all your damn energy. Successful people don't negotiate price. They negotiate worth. Could this be worth it to me to pay this? And once you decide it's worth it to win, it's worth it to be somebody, the negotiation stops.
All of you have extraordinary capabilities. All of you. You have to decide if you are willing to do the things to put you in that category.
You might be smarter. Your family might come from privilege. Your daddy might own a company, but you will not outwork me.
This top spot, this number one, that's mine. Because not one of you can outwill me. You may have been born with more genetic prowess than I have, but you cannot outdetermine me. You can't outwill me. You can't outwant me. You can't outwork me. You can't outdesire me.
The bigger your dream is, the harder the grind. Some of you in this room, you might have small beginnings. You might not have a lot of money. You might not have a lot of resources, but there's no excuse. And I need you to understand that the bigger your dream is, the earlier you're gonna have to get up. The longer you're going to have to stay up, the more effort you're going to have to put in.
You know how hard I worked to get here? I put in too many hours. I sweat too much blood, too much tears. I worked hard to get here. Didn't nobody give me this. I didn't grow up with wealth. Didn't nobody pay me. I worked for this. Sweat, blood, tears. I earn every dime I get. I worked for this.
You will not outwork me, because your height has nothing to do with my work ethic. Your face has nothing to do with my work ethic. Your two-parent background has nothing to do with my work ethic. You will not outwork me.
Every day is a new day. Every moment is a new moment. So now you got to go out and show them that I'm a different creature. Now, because I'm pissed off for greatness. Because if you ain't pissed off for greatness, that means you okay with being mediocre. There ain't no man ain't okay with being just basic.
I dare you to exhaust yourself. I dare you to leave every single thing on the field. One season, everything, walk off exhausted.
Wins and losses come a dime a dozen. But effort, nobody can judge effort. Because effort is between you and you. Effort ain't got nothing to do with nobody else.
I want you to know when you dream your dream that there are other people who are dreaming the exact same dream. When you said to yourself, this is what I want to accomplish, you're not the only person that wants to accomplish it. And now I ask you this question. What do you do when 1,000 other people want exactly what you want? What do you do when you're not the only one that wants to make $1 million in your company? You're not the only one that wants to be a CEO. What if you're not the only one that wants what you want? What if there are thousands of other people who want what you want? You have to outwork them. You got to outgrind them. You got to get up earlier. You got to stay up later. You've got to execute, and you've got to go from 70 to 120.
You got the little voices in your head. And you know what they're saying? They're saying it's okay. You've done enough. Take a little rest. That's fine. You can take the day off. You don't need to go hard. That's what those little voices are saying. But you've got another voice in your head that's asking you a question. It's asking you, what could you be? What could you be? What could you be if you worked as hard as you could? What could you be if you imposed real discipline in your life? What could you be? I say you crank up the volume on that voice. Crank up the volume on that question. Max it out. So easy to put things off. So easy to say you're gonna do it tomorrow. Well, I want you to reprogram your brain and tell yourself that tomorrow is not a viable option. Tomorrow doesn't work. You do it today. You get it done today. That's what you do. Too tired, too hungry, too sore, too hot, too cold, too whatever. Make the decision, yes or no. Are you going to work out today? Yes or no. Are you going to win? Yes or no. Don't allow for any gray area in there. Get rid of the debate. And you know the right decision to make. So go and make it.
If you set out and you say you're gonna do something, do yourself a favor and don't lie to yourself. Because that is the worst thing that an individual can ever do. You think you lying to your peers. You think you lying to your teacher. You think you lying to your coach. At the end of the day, when you look in the mirror, you lying to you. Because that's your life. You make your bed, you gotta lay in it.
You aren't getting any closer to your 5-year plan or your 3-year plan or your 7-year plan or any plan that you've got unless you get up and start getting after it today.
Make a declaration to yourself. Declare all out war that you're going to get out of this rut.
We are in control of our mind. We believe it's the other way around. No, we put in our minds what we should do. We have to reprogram it and tell us, no, we're good. This sucks, but it's okay.
On the road to success, I lost 5 aunts to cancer. It's a dog fight. My wife, 3 years ago, 7 legions found in her brain. It's a dog fight. It hadn't been easy. It's a dog fight. The road hadn't been success. Like, it's just a paved road. And like, each he go this way, it's been rough. It's been crooked. It's been hard. But I made up in my mind that I will get a reward for the pain that I go through. I will not stop in the middle of the process. I will not be defeated. I will not be destroyed. I will take everything that happens in my life and I will allow the pain to push me to greatness. You will not break me. You will not stop me. You will not defeat me. The only way I lose is if I quit. It's going to be a dog fight. And so if you're ready to quit, then don't get started. If you're ready to quit, don't get started. If you're looking for this easy path, don't get started. If you think they're not going to close the door on you and say no 1,000,000 times, don't get started. But every time they close the door, I just get excited. Why? Because I am not a no. I'm 1 yes away. You can't keep telling me no forever. You can't keep denying me forever. This type of energy, this type of passion, you can't stop it. You can contain it for a while, but you cannot stop. This is life. You can't defeat me. You don't have enough power. You don't have enough energy. You don't have enough strength to stop this.
Your pain ain't permanent. It might last for a second. It might last for a minute. It might last for an hour. It might last for a week. It might last for a day. It might last for months. But sooner or later, if you do not surrender, if you do not give up, if you do not give in, it will subside. Listen to me. You can talk like a victim. You can act like a victim. Or you could be a victor. And you can say, despite the odds, I will defy the odds. We're going to work through this. We're going to get up. You're going to get dressed. You're going to get out. And you're going to do what you've been called to do. You're going to be what you called to be. And you're going to prove to everybody that tried to break you, everybody that tried to kill your dream, you're going to prove all of them wrong. What will you do with your pain? Will you let it break you?
or will you let it redefine you?
You've got to continue to work on yourself personally. You've got to decide to be relentless. You've got to decide never to give up. You've got to find some reasons within yourself that will give you the stamina when life catches you on the blind side to get back up again, to keep on calling and coming back again and again and again.
You're going to quit or you're going to make it to your goal. You're going to quit or you're going to make it to yourself. You're going to quit or you're going to stand there and do what you got to do to make your dreams become a reality.
You have to be disciplined every single day and train yourself to follow through on all your fundamentals, and that's how you're going to be successful. You have to do it when you don't feel like it. You have to do it when you feel discouraged. You have to do it when you don't feel healthy. You have to do it when you're under the weather. Every single day, you have to train yourself to focus and commit to your business and follow through.
All your excuses are lies. Little lies that you think makes life easier, but they don't. Now I know in the morning, you got that blanket giving you a warm hug, and you got the pillow, which is whispering in your ear, telling you it's okay, telling you to stay just a little longer. But don't listen to them. They're lying to you. Listen to your alarm clock, which is telling you to get up and get some. Listen to the weight room, the pull-up bar, which is telling you to face reality. And listen to your will, which is telling you to get up and crush everything, regardless of how you feel. Don't negotiate with weakness. Kill it.
See, in life, you can go through life, you can come up with reasons, or you can come up with results. You can come up with excuses, or you can come up with achievements. You can go through life blaming, or you can come up with solutions. The choice is in your hands, satisfaction or despair. We can choose that.
When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. You just say, this is what we do now.
My new norm is you get up every morning at 4 o'clock and you suffer. That became my new fucking life. Most people want to get out of it. I said, no, motherfucker, this is your new life. This is who you are.
I don't care how small it is. I don't care how minuscule the movement is, but make movement. Move forward and do that every single day, no matter what. You aren't getting any closer to your 5-year plan or your 3-year plan or your 7-year plan or any plan that you've got
unless you get up and start getting after it
today.
You trying to get to the next level and you just interested. You kidding yourself. Forget about it. If you want to get to the next level, if you want to eat it, if you want to live it, if you want to be it, if you want to do it, stop talking about it and give me full commitment.
You can be the person who says, this is going to fucking work no matter what happens, no matter how frustrated I get, no matter how angry I get, no matter what, I'm fucking doing this.
If you're committed, you'll start today to let go of your stories, your excuses, your reasons why you can't and why you won't. You'll upgrade your knowledge. You'll upgrade your skills. You'll come in every single day and figure out how you can achieve those goals.
It's about executing regardless of your emotions. These test days, they test your fortitude, your endurance, your discipline, your grit, your dedication, your determination, your mental toughness at the very moment when everything in you wants to do absolutely nothing. You gotta get the job done.
Life is going to beat you upside your head. Life will strip you to the core.
You will cry. It's okay. It's a part of the deal.
The real challenge of growth comes when you get knocked down.
You're laying on the mat gasping and you don't know what you're gonna do.
How you handle it, that's where the growth takes place.
If somebody came and knocked you down, there ain't nothing you can do about it. But if I come back a week later and you're still on the ground, we got a problem. And some of you say, it ain't my fault. You're right. The way you were born, what happened to you is not your fault. But doggone it, you're still on the ground after 20 years?
If you get knocked down, there's nothing you can do about it. But getting back up has every single thing to do with you.
I just need you to identify what your pain is, and then I need you to ask yourself what you're going to do about it.
You have a choice how you respond to your pain.
You are not the only person that's been through a divorce, boo. Get over it. You're not the first one. You won't be the last one. You can turn that divorce into something. You're not the first one to lose your promotion and get fired. You're not the first one. You're not the first one they let go of. You won't be the last one. The question is, what you gonna do about it?
You have a choice to either give up or keep going. Give up or get up.
You're gonna have to be your own hero. So you can stop waiting for it, you can stop wishing for it, and you can get on with the rest of your life.
I love myself enough not to be trapped in the same doggone spot for the rest of my life. I'm not stupid, I see what's going on, but I don't want to focus on that, because if I put my energy into something negative, automatically my body's gonna respond and I'm gonna start doing negative stuff. That's the way the body is designed. You talk negative and your body does negative. You talk negative, you get diseases. You talk negative, mentally certain things happen. I'm not stupid, I know how to talk negative, but I've come to realize that when you think optimistically and you speak positively, you can speak those things which are not as though they were. You can say certain things out your mouth and make it happen. You want affirmation? Look yourself in the mirror and say, I think I can. I think I can. I know I can. Do whatever it takes. You your biggest driver.
You see, the fight's not over if you've been knocked down. It's only over if you quit.
All I'm saying is don't quit. I didn't say don't rest. I didn't say don't recover. I said don't quit. Mentally, you ain't got to take off. Mentally, you can stay connected.
And some of you are not successful because every single time you run up against a trial, every time you run up against a tribulation, you stop and you give it up too easy. I need effort from you. I need you to match whatever effort the enemy is putting up. Match the doggone effort. At the end of pain is your million. At the end of pain is your reward. At the end of pain is your productivity. At the end of pain is your promise. So stop crying about it and use your energy to get through it.
You gotta look at life when life knocks you down and says, this all you got? Is this it? I was born in the dark, shaped in the dark.